The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. You know, those things that you've tried, you've applied about, you know, trying to fix something for yourself, but it hasn't worked. Well, here's an opportunity. Give us a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that has to do with your health. See if we can put you in a different direction and do something that might actually work for a change. Wouldn't that be novel, right? Well, here we are. We're sitting here in the times of our lives that stress patterns happen, and we have all kinds of folks saying that, you know, major sports from football to hockey need to be modulated because of their impact relative to our children as well. And what am I talking about? Where is all this leading? Well, we're talking about things that make your brain not work the way it's supposed to. We're talking about neurocognitive impairment, neurocognitive dysfunction. And there are many different types of those things. Everything from you walk into a room and you don't know why you're there, or you start losing the mental capacity to be able to decipher things that you once knew that were very, very quick. And it can happen at any age. It can be someone who's young, someone who's older. We've heard about PTSD. We've heard about Alzheimer's. We've heard about just senile dementia. And it can affect anyone, but the causes, the triggering mechanisms are really what's important here, because you have the capacity, number one, to fix those things, but more importantly, in addition to that, you need to know what it is that you're walking into. And in studio with me today to discuss it, somebody who really understands this paradigm intimately, and he is the clinic director of Core Concepts Chiropractic by Rozell out in the Broadlands in the Ashburn area, Dr. Leonard Poe. Welcome again.
Good morning.
It is. It's cold outside. You know, it's going to start getting that type. You know, last night I was at the Caps game, and unfortunately the Caps lost 5-4. But in addition to, you know, enjoying the night, I was, from a critical clinical viewpoint, I'm watching these guys get hammered up against the boards and, you know, people getting hit and so forth. And my brain's going, you know, it's not only the NFL that's being beat up, but kids and adults and particularly professionals that are playing hockey are really getting slammed, and it's truly an accident that is an ongoing situation. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Poe will be presenting an evening on neurocognitive dysfunction at the Broadlands Clinic, the Core Concepts Chiropractic by Rozell. It's going to be at 7 p.m., and this is going to be a very interesting program. He's going to walk you through why your brain's not working the way it's supposed to, but it may be tied into many different things. Dr. Poe, let's talk about, you know, what really is, you know, when we use this big term, neurocognitive dysfunction, neurocognitive disorders, disease, you know, that sort of thing. What does that really mean?
No, it's kind of like you said, it's your ability to think, to remember things, you know, your processing speed, your recall, short-term memory, long-term memory, all those different pieces.
So, you know, when we're dealing with these unwanted paradigms and things that happen, we know we get a lot of guys that are coming back from overseas, and there's emotional stress patterns that are associated with it. There's trauma that happens in our own lives. But let's talk about some of the more common causes of things that kind of sneak up on people over a period of years, and all of a sudden, even they find themselves in their 30s, you know, stress patterns that take place. But as we get older, obviously, the 50 to 80-year-old group, 90-year-old group have more realization of this, but it comes on slowly. So what are we talking about relative to triggering mechanisms?
Well, when we talk about adults, you know, versus children, it's accumulation of things getting into the brain that shouldn't be there. So, I mean, we eat a lot of things that are neurotoxic, a lot of things that are neuroexcitatory. We'd exposed to metals over time. And I think you see that a lot with the current older generation is the exposure to toxic metals. You know, you talk to anybody over the age of 65 and they remember playing with mercury at some point in time. It's just not that unusual. And those things are bioaccumulative. You can get them in, they don't really come out, so they build up over time. And those things are very detrimental to brain health.
So people who, if you're talking about mercury, we can use an old term called thimerosal, which is a stabilizer in vaccines. And anybody that is getting a attenuated virus or attenuated vaccine, meaning that it's not quite dead, it's either mercury or it's aluminum. And both of them have a significant impact on brain function.
Yeah. You get a lot. Especially when you get those things in as a child, it's a lot going in all at once.
Does chronic pain cause the brain not to function the way it's supposed to?
Sure.
So what happens over a period of time? How does that make somebody's hurting all the time? They're
chronic,
popping Advil.
Chronic pain will do two different things. One, it's a constant inflammatory irritant. So you get different kinds of immune chemical messengers, inflammatory chemical messengers that get elevated. And what those tend to do really is slow that feed, that loop in the hippocampus that takes short-term memory to long-term memory. And that's when, you know, you walk in a room, you're like, oh, but why am I here? And then you go back to doing what you're doing, and like 5 minutes later you remember, oh, yeah, I was supposed to do that. That's that short-term to long-term memory. That starts to slow way down with that. But the other big piece is one of your main pain mediators that your body uses chemically is serotonin. And if you're plugging all your serotonin into pain, you don't have a whole lot else to help with mood and memory and that sort of thing.
This Wednesday evening, Dr. Leonard Pohl, my guest in studio, your host, your presenter at Core Concepts Chiropractic by Roselle in the Broadlands. This is a really good program for all of you that are out there. You know, there's so many folks that are out in the Broadlands area that are ex-military types, and, you know, they are they're subject to all kinds of emotional stress patterns, and they've tried to get their lives back, and so forth. We're talking PTSDs.
Sure, TBI is a whole different. The end product is the same. That's a whole different kind of segue into it. And those TBIs start. You know, you don't have to have been deployed. Certainly, if you're deployed, you're at a greater risk, but that stuff starts in training, and it's just concussive injuries, you know, from explosives and things like that. Concussion is not, you know, your skull hitting something. It's the brain hitting the inside of the skull. So it doesn't take much to really do that. So a lot of those types of injuries, as far as PTSD goes, that starts early on in training.
You know, when you talk about recoil and concussive across the bony apparatus of the skull, that container, that those 22 bones that hold the brain and protect it, and I guess our listeners could even relate to this. If you've ever ricocheted off a wall, bumped into it, that's the type of impact for your whole body. But your brain does that when little things happen, either an explosion, a car accident, a fender bender, just a little fender. Oh, I didn't get hurt much. It was only about 20 miles an hour. But your brain recoils off the inside of the skull. In addition to that, simple things, like you're sitting there and watching television, and you're in an upright position sitting, and then all of a sudden you go to sleep, and your head falls forward quickly, fast. You hurt the back of your neck, you strain it, but your brain then also is recoiling off the inside of the skull as well.
Right. It's little bruises. Little bruises over time, they add up.
And they accumulate.
Sure.
So how would people begin to understand that there is a problem potentially? What are the things that they would have to look at symptomologically to say, you know what, I better not just kind of put this off anymore. It's not about my age. There's something else.
Little things to start to notice. Anytime you start having memory, your memory shouldn't just start going bad. I mean, that's a good sign that there's something wrong neurologically. I mean, little things. You forget where your keys are. You become forgetful of things. Handwriting is another good thing to look at as well. You know, when I look at patients, when they come in, I look at the forms they filled out and their handwriting, has it always looked like that? Is it, you know, when it's scribbly, it's starting to, you can tell there's like a little tremor in there. Handwriting is another good thing to look at that as well. But the forgetfulness is probably, people don't process things as fast in their head. They can't do the math as fast, the little things. And, you know, that's not okay.
And it can be at any age.
Sure.
It's not something that is designed for people who are, you know, north of the 50 mark. It can be at any level
whatsoever. No, and, you know, the stuff we're going to talk about Wednesday, you know, it's applicable to children as well. You know, just in children, we're looking to try to develop a good brain. What's getting in there and what's stopping the brain from developing well? Versus when we talk about older generation, it's really the same thing. It's just we're trying to slow the degradation down. But the concepts are really the same for both.
So let me tell you how you register for this class. This is a super important class because we're seeing so much of this. It's going to be at our center in Fairfax. It's Core Concepts Chiropractic by Roselle, but the website is simply this. Go to Core, C-O-R-E, the number 2, and then Chiro, C-H-I-R-O.com. Core2Chiro.com. And go into the website, and it's in the Broadlands. It's very easy to get there. Those of you out in the Loudoun County area, Leesburg and so forth, that are listening to our program, this is a quick drive for you, and it's one that you'll walk away with a tremendous amount of information. And one of the things that we're doing for you to allow you to have the ability to really find out, Core 2 Concepts Chiropractic is going to offer you a reduced fee examination and something called a brain span. Brain span is a diagnostic kit that takes a fingertip blood sample on a card that has special transport enzymes on them, and then an online, if you will, cognitive test. And it brings it down. It tells you whether your brain's on fire, whether you're predisposed, if you will, to any kind of neurological and brain dysfunction. And the cost of that is normally about $374 plus, and we're giving it to you at cost. It's going to be $148. You get a full examination, consultation, just for showing up. It has to be that night. That's the only other time, the only time you're going to get it. We have a special reduction from the company to be able to offer this to you, so we have X number of kits. So join us. Go to core2chiro.com and take advantage of that. And you don't have to do anything except sit there and listen and go home with the information and really have, you know, something more in your basket, if you will, to apply for you and your family than you would ordinarily. Very quickly, you talked a little bit about children and how this can affect them too. Nutrition, vitamins, deficiencies, can this cause a problem as well?
Sure.
So what happens?
That's the easy answer. You know, with kids, it's a lot of it is, you know, when we look at adults, we look at, we talk about biochemistry, we talk about nutrition, things like that. You know, it's, you got to get the right stuff in and you got to get the wrong stuff out. And with kids, a lot of that is getting the wrong stuff out. The difference between children and adults, you know, you and I have a certain amount of executive functioning. We can control ourselves. We can, you know, we may not like sitting down and doing our work, but we can sit down and get it done if we have to. Kids don't have that. So you really see the differences with them, you know, up close and personal when they're laying on the floor kicking and screaming because they don't want to do their homework. So a lot of times with that, it's you got to find those pieces in the diet and you got to get those things out. You know, food colorings, you know, that's a big one. A lot of the different preservatives, they just have a heavy effect on a child's brain. They affect ours too, but like I said, we can kind of cover it up a little bit.
If you want to find out how the brain really works and the things that you can do to save your brain and save your cognition and be able to optimize your children's capacity, but find out all the things that are going on that may be doing this. This Wednesday evening, coming up 7 p.m. at Core Concepts Chiropractic by Roselle in the Loudoun County Broadlands area. All you got to do is go to Core2Chiro and register today. We're coming up to a break. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle live. We are in studio. And it is getting colder outside, so make sure that you button up, warm up, and, you know, be very, very careful. In studio, Dr. Leonard Poe, your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at our Broadlands office at Core Concepts Chiropractic by Roselle. He's going to be presenting a very interesting topic on neurological dysfunction and cognitive disorders. And, you know, we talked a little bit about there are many different reasons for it, everything from chronic pain patterns to nutritional irritation to accident-like conditions. And so we're going to get into them very specifically a little bit as we go through the show today. However, before we do that, I want to go to the phones. Kay, thank you for being patient. How can I help you?
Hi. I am an 84-year-old who's in really good health except for diabetes 1.
Wow, you sound like it.
I appreciate it. I have had an earache for about 3 months. I went to the ear doctor. She suctioned it out and gave me some cream and alleviated the pain. But I can't hear. Every now and then it pops open and I can hear, but then it pops closed again. She says I don't have a perforation. I wonder what to do.
So what it sounds like to me is a couple things. Let's talk about the ear itself for a minute. You have tubes that kind of, as an adult, they kind of go downwards on a slight angle from the ear to the inside of the throat, and they're called the eustachian tubes. And the fact that you're getting the ear to pop open and then it closes back down again tells me it's a pressure gradient that can be there because of a couple of different things. One is that the upper portion of the neck, the skull, the first vertebrae, the second vertebrae, can be misaligned in a way that the nerves that are going to that portion of the ear are being irritated, and so subsequently the mechanism, the mechanics of that balancing act of those eustachian tubes are impaired. So if that's the case, then straight up manual manipulation, structural adjustment may be the thing that'll clear it up and clear it up very quickly. It can be an allergic reaction. We've had all kinds of lousy weather, and the change has produced high levels of mold and fungus. We were in great shape last week or so when the temperatures got really cold. Then it came back up, but once you have that irritation there, that could be an issue. But the fact is that they cleaned your ear out, didn't work. The fact that there's no tear within the drum itself, the membrane, so there's nothing mechanically that is destructive that's causing it. So that tells me it's a mechanical problem. So one of the things that you can try on your own, obviously we can help you. All you have to do is give our office a call at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. You're in Alexandria, so that's close to you, is get hot, moist heat, and put it against your ear and just underneath your ear, and do it about 3 times a day, and then gently massage your neck and the posterior portion of your ear down towards your shoulder. Do it for a couple minutes or so and see if that helps. One of the things that may be useful, if there's any kind of irritation due to an infection or mold, go get you can go to a health food store and get garlic oil, garlic drops, and take whatever the dosage is about 3 times a day. The only side effect is you're going to smell like a pizza, and if you have an irritation in your throat, it may be a little irritating, but it can work. Having said that, there's a lot of other things that would work, but it sounds mechanical. There still may be some irritation that's causing the aberration, the swelling, so I would do those 2 things first. Give it a try, Kay, and if there's anything more that we can help, give us a call at 703-698-7117 at the Fairfax office and see what we can do to help you. Thanks. Let me know how you make out, too. Just let us know straight up. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe. Dr. Poe, we've got about a minute and a half before we have to take a break, but let's talk a little bit about this degeneration of the brain that's due to things that happen over a long period of time. And we said that it's a cognitive impairment, meaning that you can't use your brain. So let's kind of lead into the second half and talk about that again. Cognition is so important, and we get fearful because we think it's Alzheimer's. We think it's other dementias and so forth.
You should be fearful.
We should be fearful.
Those are god-awful.
Right. And, the thing of it is about 80% of all people that go into dementia last long enough end up with Alzheimer's.
Sure.
Can you differ?
Well, and that's, you've got the things that you might notice, the memory and things like that, vision a lot of times too. But there's other things. There's mood changes. There's personality changes that happen. And that's the thing. You want to stop those things before you get into dementia and Alzheimer's. And some of those different, diseases.
We talked about traumatic brain injury and, things that from concussive forces, guys coming back with PTSD, car accidents, athletic injuries, and so forth. All those things can cause us major problems when it comes to neurocognitive patterns. When we come back into the second half, I want to talk a little bit about the skewing effect of different neurotransmitters, and that has to do with diet.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to take that piece apart a little bit. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe, your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at our office in the Broadlands. Stay put. You're going to learn a lot this afternoon. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. Give us a call. Ask us anything that you want. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle, You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We're in studio. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that is going on with your body or any question that you may have relative to your health. See if we can point you in a better direction, something that might actually produce some results for you. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe, your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. in our Ashburn office, actually Broadlands. And it's going to be an interesting evening. We're talking about neurocognitive dysfunction and neurocognitive disorders, what causes them, but more importantly, how you can fix them. And all you need to do to register for that class is go online and go to CORE, C-O-R-E, to the number 2, Cairo, C-H-I-R-O, CORE2Cairo.com, and register. Same as always, as in one of our in-house continuing education programs, go down, find it, says register here, click the button, register, and we're going to be there to serve you. For those of you who are attending the presentation, you will have an opportunity that we don't give often, and this is to really find out what's going on with your brain. And there's a opportunity to do a test called brain span, and in addition to that, a consultation and evaluation to see if, in fact, you are suffering from any kind of neurocognitive disorders. You don't have any obligation afterwards. It's just, but wouldn't it be great to know? But you have to do it that night. So the normal cost of this is something in the neighborhood of about $374. You get to have it for $148, and you get both the brain span test, which is going to tell you, is your brain on fire? Are you predisposed to Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and so forth? And what you can do about it, and that'll be part of the whole presentation. You actually get two visits for that. We don't do that often, but we're introducing our practice out in the Broadlands, and this is a good opportunity for you to come out and make that happen. All you have to do is go to core2cairo.com, register. You can do it as far as calling as well. You can go to 703-723-4178. That's 703-723-4178. So either online or by phone, and make that happen. And, you know, I promise you, it's going to be an evening that you're going to enjoy. There's not too many people that really understand the neurochemistry of the brain other than at the level that Dr. Poe does. And he's going to be able to really put this together for you. Dr. Poe, let's go back a little bit. And we have some folks online, and we'll get there in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk about what happens with this relationship between the two brains. And we're talking about the brain sitting between the ears, and we're talking about the gut, the intestinal tract, the second brain, if you will. What's really all that back? And more importantly, the question is, can that imbalance in that second brain, the intestinal tract, cause all these things that we're talking about?
Yeah, sure. I mean, in any of these, you look at a good example of that is when you look at with children, pandas and Pan, which is a brain encephalitis. A lot of what you need to start doing with that is start by cleaning up the gut. That's the first place you go to. There's more neurotransmitters made in the intestinal tract than in the rest of the body combined. So it's a major, major source of your neurotransmitters. And it's not always apples to apples. The neurotransmitters you have in your gut, if you measure those, it's not exactly going to be the same in the brain, so you have to be careful of the interpretation of that. But the gut's very important as far as neurotransmitters go and how body function goes. So when we start to see the decline in these things and the decline in, let's say, your neural integrity, you got to look at the decline in the integrity of your intestinal tract and that lining of the intestinal tract, leaky gut, leaky brain, things like that.
So whatever affects the intestinal system or the gut based on diet, based on exposures, heavy metals,
sure,
parasites,
sure,
all of that,
all
can,
those things,
all that
things.
Then can affect brain cognition.
Sure, anything that's generally speaking, any kind of food sensitivities, food allergies, anything that's going to break down the gut barrier system is probably going to break down your brain barrier system at the same time. And if you've got garbage leaking in your body, through your gut, you're going to have garbage leaking in your brain.
We have people who present with chronic patterns, and we talked about chronic headaches and things of that nature. We talked about injury patterns, but also chronic emotional. And we said a little bit about PTSD. We see these guys coming back, but you don't have to be a soldier, if you will, to suffer post-traumatic disorders. And it can come in any type, but you have to be able to evaluate it and figure out which is which. And actually, we got a call this that I want to take that is interesting along that line. Shirley, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Dr. Roselle and Dr. Poe.
How can we help you, my friend?
Yes. I have a relative that has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and they're very young, 18. And I want to know, what causes that? And is there, they're in therapy, they're going to therapy, and but what causes that?
That's always the question. I mean, with anything, not just that, but, you know, cancers, you're always wondering what's the cause of it. It's complicated. That's what a good patient history is for. It can be, you know, traumas, you know, physical traumas early on, different kinds of things that they might have been exposed to. I'm sorry?
I can barely hear you.
It could be physical traumas at an early age. It could be exposures to different chemicals at an early age, in utero, current infections, diseases, Lyme disease, things like lots of things could cause it.
Okay.
You know, Shirley, there's and personality disorders, it's not easy when it comes to the medical arena, because what they do at this point is they're breaking them down in different categories. There's cluster disorders. There are schizophrenic patterns. There are rage patterns. There are bipolar patterns. And they put it together in different manifestations. And you can have anything from delusions to hallucinations with them. You have to find the underlying triggering mechanism. So much biochemistry is important. When we talked a little bit about neurotransmitters, these are the messengers that go from one cell to the other. Dr. Poe early on talked about the ability to hold yourself responsible in tasks formation and also to know consequences. That's development of the brain, called the frontal portion of the brain. Memory patterns, and the ability or inability to handle that. And he talked a little bit about the hippocampus, and there's multiple pieces, but you have to look at what the triggers are. There can be genetic predispositions. And if that's the case, it doesn't mean that they can't be dealt with. You just have to know that that's the case and then truly go to the neurotransmitters. You get somebody who goes into rages. You know, you're going to look at your serotonin, dopamine, and GABA balances within the body. These are neurotransmitters. I don't expect you to know what they are, but there are things that kind of dampen the body down.
Can they get better, be able to control it on what?
They can definitely get better.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. It's the first important piece is just trying to figure out what the causative factor is for it. So, you know, is there something still in there in the brain deteriorating it? Is it something genetic? Is there, you know, multiple genetic SNPs, things like that? It certainly is treatable.
Okay.
That's the hard part. It's not treating, you know, the medical world is still stuck in treating the symptomatology. Without really getting to the causative reason behind it.
You know,
they throw
tricyclics at it, you know, which is your Lyrica and things of that nature. And now they're using that for everything, including chronic pain patterns. But it really, all it's doing, it's dumbing down the recognition of the body, but it's also further suppressing a lot of the neurotransmission. And that can cause its own reperpetuation of the problem. So yes, you have to, when you look at these things, and Dr. Poe, you know, let's talk about this a little bit because this is a good segue. Everything that we're talking about, whether it's memory patterns or personality disorders and so forth, you really have to understand, as you said earlier, the triggering mechanisms, what caused it.
Because if it's something that's still there, you got to get rid of it.
And, you know, if you don't do that, if you don't balance it out, basically you're perpetuating the problem.
It'll never get better.
So short answer, Shirley, is yes, but it's really understanding the entire patterns, and I hope that helps you. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for your call. It brought us in to, you know, the point that we're really trying to make is simply this. To fix anything, particularly with neurocognitive dysfunction, you have to know what the triggering mechanisms are. We have patients that come in and they're in chronic pain, and now that inflammation, that inflammatory reaction is causing the brain not to fire properly or the intestinal tract not to produce the neurotransmitters that are necessary for brain function. So you have to fix both. If you don't fix the pain pattern so it's resolved and actually goes away, if you don't fix the biochemistry of the intestinal system so it's balanced and working the way it's supposed to and getting rid of the things that Dr. Poe talked about early on, everybody's missing the boat.
Yeah, you have to get to the causative pieces.
this Wednesday evening, we're going to do that for you. We're going to talk about the cause. So join us out in Loudoun County at Broadland's office, core2cairo.com. That's how you find the website, C-O-R-E, the number 2, Cairo, C-H-I-R-O.com, and register. And we'll see you there, and you have an opportunity to get a brain span cognitive test as well as a consultation examination for an extraordinarily inexpensive price, basically less than half, 40% of what it normally would cost, and you get a second visit to follow up to go over everything. So make that happen, and you don't have to do anything. You just show up and get the information. I'm promising you that you're going to walk away with a aha moment that will be very significant. Dr. Poe, let's talk a little bit about the underlying triggering mechanisms, you know, that comes with this. Let's go back to really talking about how you begin to work through a treatment process. You know, you talked about finding the cause, but what does that really mean? What does that look like as far as walking through and being able to diagnostically point a finger and say, these are wrong, and we got to do something with this?
Well, that's a loaded question. There's a lot of different pieces of that. So one of the first things I want to do is really kind of evaluate all those brain neurotransmitters. And I do that with a questionnaire. That's pretty easy to do, just looking at personality and how someone acts, how someone feels. So you want to look at that. You want to look at the gut health. You want to establish that. Sometimes that stool testing, all this is based off of, you know, your life story. What's your history? You know, where else are we seeing deficits? You know, looking at blood chemistries, really like to rule out any kind of infectious piece, especially out in Loudoun County where we are. I mean, that piece has to be checked. You have Bartonella, Babesia, Lyme, you know, any of those guys. You got to rule out all those different pieces. So it's an investigation. You just start plugging away at it and looking at all the different parts that you know. It depends on the age too. And, you know, do we think there were some, you know, heavy metal exposures over time, things like that, lead, mercury, aluminum. And there's a whole list of pieces to go through and look at. And it depends, you know, are you 6 years old or 60 years old? That gives me some clues about where to start too.
How important is movement and exercise to preventing but also restoring cognitive impairment and dysfunction?
Not important at all.
Not important at all.
That's very important. Very important. We see that.
That person that you live with is going to hand you your head when you walk in the door today.
It's, you know, it's like I said, children are wide open. I mean, you can see really body physiology with children because they don't have that executive function to hide things. And kids need exercise. Kids, you know, we look at these stupid ADHD patterns and that, you know, most of them are not really there. Kids need to move. You need that motor cortex to get excited, to tamp down the parietal and temporal lobe so you can sit, you can do things. That's why standing desks are great for adults. That's what, you know, I tell patients, you know, at work, try to get out of your desk, you know, go walk around 100 steps at least every hour, and engage that frontal cortex so that you get the rest of the brain to start working again. Movements, it's exercise is just as important to our physiology as eating, sleeping, anything else.
You know, there's an interesting article that was published a while back, and it's on choline and cholinesterase, so the inhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about that you have to modulate that shutdown. So choline has an important part in brain function.
Sure.
And
choline's huge.
So what happens?
Acetylcholine's important.
So talk us through that. That's where I was leading with you.
So acetylcholine is one of your most important neurotransmitters. For your brain, it has to have that choline. So your brain will actually start breaking itself down to scavenge choline to make more of those chemical messengers. It's that important. So if you're not feeding your brain what it needs, to be able to maintain itself, you have a self-inflicted neurodegenerative pattern that way.
So
that's why nutrition for children is so important. We got to get those things in there.
Where do we get choline from?
Eggs.
And unfortunately, the type of egg is important.
Yeah.
If we don't get free-range organic eggs, the choline levels are not that high. And how you really eat an egg is important. So I'll say, well, I have fried eggs every day. You know, well, yeah, there's two things going on here. One is the frying of the egg, which creates a high level of oxidation damage within the body. But also, and that's where you say eggs aren't good for you, that may be an
rubbish
argument for it. But the other piece is if you're eating eggs properly, they're free-ranged, organic, grass-fed, and
soft-boiled.
Soft-boiled and maybe poached. And the third one would be...
Poaching's too hard.
I like poached eggs.
I like them too, but they're too hard to make.
I know, but they're fun. No, actually, one of my favorite is, and people look at me like I'm out of my mind, is I'll have three poached eggs or free-range eggs over a whole bed of vegetables, and you know the harder vegetables, and you know everything from even zucchini. I'll throw them.
You if know, you use spinach, you'll double up your choline.
I am. Yep. But you got to cook it. Because if you eat it raw, then you start forming oxalate crystals, and then you got another problem as well. So see, it's a balancing act. There's all kinds of things that you need to put together properly to make sure that you're getting the right combination of things, but it can be prevented, it can be treated, it can be reversed.
So you take the stuff out that shouldn't be there, and you get the stuff in that your brain desperately needs.
So, you know, we've all heard the term medium-chain triglycerides, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that has a huge effect on neurocognitive dysfunction, and particularly when it comes to dementia and it comes to Alzheimer's. And the work goes back quite a way. How it works is the interesting piece, and it seems to be that these amyloid formations within the brain, that's what causes, what science thinks causes the cognitive impairment. The MCT, the jury's out whether or not it actually reverses the amyloid formation or it opens up new pathways. And that's kind of a subject for debate and one that we can talk about. And you can talk about this Wednesday evening as well. We're coming up to that portion of the program where we have to take a break and thank all those who bring you Dr. Tom Rizzo live. But we'll be back after that. And this Wednesday evening, Loudon, Broadlands, be there. Find out about your brain. Find out what you can do to fix it. This is really a critical piece of information, particularly in these times. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you who are around the country, thank you for listening. You know what the time frames are. And again, we'd like to salute our special forces all over the world, simply because somehow, not only the job that you're doing for us, but you're also tuning in and you're asking questions and how we can help you. And this is actually a topic that can help you significantly, because all the things that you're exposed to, the things that you're doing, the pain patterns that many of you live with, whatever we can do to make a difference in your life, you'll let us know. And the good news coming up is that the Core Concepts Chiropractic Office in Broadland has applied to become part of the VA program, and we'll let you know when that happens. That could be a very exciting piece for many of you. It's a slow process, but we feel that we have an obligation to help those who serve us. 888-630-9625 is how you find us here, and how you register for this Wednesday evening's program on neurocognitive dysfunction is simply by going to Core2Chiro. C-O-R-E, the number 2, Chiro, C-H-I-R-O.com, core2chiro.com, or if you'd like to call 703-723-4178. That's 703-723-4178, and register. Again, we have limited spacing, and this is our gift to you, and we'd like to be able to confirm an opportunity for you to learn more about this very significant and very serious problem. You know, it's not only forgetting what you're supposed to be doing and forgetting names, but it's also body dysfunction. When you're suffering from neurocognitive patterns, your body doesn't work the way it's supposed to. The communication between your brain and the neurological, neuromuscular system of the body is misfiring. Dr. Poe, this is going to be a really fun, and it's a complicated issue as well. It's not something that's straightforward because, as you said, you've got to start taking the lid off and finding out the why behind it. What are you going to do Wednesday evening? What are you going to cover? How are you going to get into the intimacy zone?
So we'll talk about what we see with those patterns, and I'll do it as a young person and do it as a middle-aged person and an older person. What are some of the signs and things to look for? We'll talk about some of the causes, but we won't get into those too in depth because those are whole other lectures in and of themselves. But we'll talk about some of the basic causes, and then, you know, what can you do? What are the simple things to start looking at with that, and how do you start getting your mind back?
You know, we were talking about personality disorders when it comes to neurocognitive damage. And it can be tied into so many other different pathways within the body. And if you really don't find out the triggering mechanisms, you get somebody who's habitually angry at the world. There's a reason that that takes place. You know, there's a reason for that, as they say. You know, there's an app for that. There's a reason for that. And that has to do very much with the destabilization, if you will, of the neurochemical pathways. Here's the interesting thing, that the brain is plastic. And what does that really mean relative to the work that we're talking about or the problem that we're talking about right now?
So when we talk about nerves, and this is kind of how I explain to the patients, you know, you got a nerve that goes from your neck out to your little finger. And if that nerve gets cut, there's no more signal going there. The brain's different, though. The brain's like a spider web. So you get a hole put in that spider web, you can go around that hole. And that's what neuroplasticity is. It can change. It can remold. You can relearn things. So you even have the areas of the brain that have been destroyed, and this is what a lot of stroke rehab is, you can go back and you can relearn those things in a different area of the brain.
You know, there was a research study that was done years ago by a guy by the name of Dr. George Goodhart, who was the father of applied kinesiology, and a couple of neurosurgeons out in Boston at Harvard. And what they found was that the brain is holographic, and that you can have as little as 1/8 of brain function left, and you can do exactly what you're talking about. You can re-stimulate, re-educate. And now there's a device. Unfortunately, the FDA hasn't approved it here in the United States, but it's in Canada. It's called the PONS, the P-O-N-S. And it's not the PONS part of the brain, but it's a unit that stimulates neural pathways in people who have the disorders that we're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat stuff coming out.
There's a huge amount. Yeah. But the bottom line is that the opportunity to find out what that's all about and be able to change things, it's there. First, you got to find out where it's coming from, as you said earlier, and fix those things.
That's the biggest piece. That, to me, is the biggest piece.
You know,
the brain's hard. It's enclosed. It's, you know, you can't go and dig around it and really, I mean, it's a nebulous. It's hard to get to. It's in your skull.
Exactly.
You got to look around the edges.
And you can't go out and live, if you will, in an egg and stay there. Because
yeah.
What happens is that, you know, you're exposed to the twists and turns and blows and traumas of life on an ongoing basis. So you have to know.
And loneliness is even worse for you.
Exactly. You know, how do you fix this thing? How do you put it? And that's what we're going to do this Wednesday evening. Join us at the Core Concepts Chiropractic Office by Roselle in Loudoun County. Happy to have you as our guest. We want to be able to give you some information that, in a very serious presentation, that can make life a whole lot better, different, applicable, you know, so you can live the rest of your life the way you should, wholly. We're coming up at the end of the program. We have to say goodbye. Just remember, we love you all. See you next week. Bye.